Peninsula now. Brush fire burned 2 to 3 acres of land along Interstate 280. This happening around 4 o'clock this afternoon, that's south of Highway 92. CAL FIRE says multiple agencies were called out to douse the flames. Northbound traffic was backed up for a time with the fire department parked in the right-hand lane.
This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Hello. Tonight, another huge blow to a once thriving shopping destination in San Francisco. Old Navy is the latest retailer to announce that it'll be closing its doors come July 1st. The multi-story flagship store has been open for more than 20 years on 4th and Market. This means another massive retail space will go vacant in an already struggling area. When asked about the closure today, Mayor London Breed remained optimistic.
It's a different time. Retail is going to change. They've already made it clear. This is not about the issues and the conditions. This is about the changes to retail. And that's just where we are at this time. And it's time for us to make some adjustments to that. So what does downtown become? Downtown has to become something different.
The Gap-owned company says it's looking for a new downtown location. Gap, which also owns Athleta and Banana Republic, has been struggling with profitability. Just last month, it announced plans to lay off 1,800 workers. Banana Republic, inside the Westfield Mall next door, is also closing up shop along with Nordstrom, Nordstrom Rack, and Saks off 5th. All right, well, just a couple of miles away, the unofficial mayor of the Mission is taking matters into his own hands to revitalize his neighborhood. And John Remus shows us he's getting some high-profile support.
It's become known as the doom loop, an economic spiral for a San Francisco downtown that never really recovered from the pandemic. The Mission District has its problems as well, but it has something the downtown doesn't: people. The people who populate the city's iconic Latinx neighborhood don't have the option of working remotely. They live in the area, or at least try to. And most survive on little more than their own ingenuity and hard work.
Just see people who have nothing, not even Social Security card, yet wake up and make money to live, you know? So I think those people could use a little bit of compassion and a little bit of help.
And that's where Roberto Hernandez comes in. Known by many as the mayor of the Mission, Hernandez sees how his community is hurting after the pandemic.
Even the dollar bargain stores have shut down.
But rather than give up on the area, he approaches the problem with the typical resolve of a people who are used to having to do things themselves.
The city has no plan to help our neighborhood, and so we've created our own plan.
A coalition of neighborhood activists, including the Native American population, has developed a comprehensive plan called the Village SF. The idea is to create affordable housing complexes over marketplaces, or mercados, where individuals can rent inexpensive spaces to operate small businesses. Hernandez points to this empty lot as an example.
And so here's an opportunity for us to buy this land and build housing and build a mercado. So like this family here that has a fruit stand. Imagine her being inside with her little space, and we could have hundreds of different people in here.
The plan envisions 2,300 new units of housing on currently unused properties with an option of home ownership. It also calls for a new residential treatment facility for indigenous people, and there would be a multi-story wellness and community center on this lot next to the existing Friendship House for Native Americans. Mary Travis Allen, a lifelong American Indian activist, says it's about reestablishing natural balance to a neighborhood choked by concrete.
Here, I want to show you something. Look at the plant breaking up through the concrete. We are here. Our life source is always here. We just need to get rid of this concrete so we can live and they can live.
But this isn't just some feel-good concept. Hernandez traveled to Washington, D.C. to promote the project as part of President Biden's so-called Justice 40 initiative, in which 40% of the infrastructure budget would be spent in underserved communities.
I mean, how much are you asking for? Are you shooting big?
Yeah, we're asking for $3 billion with the B, billion. Boss, dollars to be able to do this work. And we believe we can get it. We're the first ones that came up with a comprehensive plan for a community.
It's not a surprise to Hernandez that they've been on their own to develop the plan. He says the city has always focused on attracting newcomers rather than investing in the people who have been here all along.
Let's build office for accountants, let's build office for lawyer, law firms, you know, and then it was less the .com and then the tech, right? Well, all that is collapsed, but we're still here. If the city would invest it in its communities, its natives, we would not be where we're at today. San Francisco would be thriving, and we would not have a vacant downtown.
It's a bold plan that focuses on the neediest rather than the most powerful.
We have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do something revolutionary, changing the way we think, the way we live, and most important is giving hope to our children and our youth for the future.
Can it happen? Who knows? But if it requires people who aren't afraid of hard work, they've come to the right place.
All right, the Oakland A's, they've released renderings of their new proposed Vegas ballpark. It comes just days after the governor of Nevada announced a tentative deal to fund the construction. The $1.5 billion stadium would be built on the site of the Tropicana Hotel, which is set to be demolished. So here you can see how close it would be to the MGM Grand, there you go, and the rest of the Vegas Strip. So the stadium would have a partially retractable roof and a fan capacity of 30,000, making it one of the most intimate settings in Major League Baseball. But East Bay Congresswoman Barbara Lee isn't giving up on keeping the team in town. In fact, she released a statement today reading in part, quote, "It would be a mistake for the A's to turn their back on their passionate fan base, a brand new ballpark in the city that they have called home for over half the century. I'm hopeful the current A's ownership or a new ownership group come back to the negotiating table to reconsider staying in Oakland." The family of Banco Brown is seeking at least $25 million in damages from Walgreens, its security contractor, and the security guard who shot and killed Brown during a shoplifting altercation at a San Francisco store. Their attorney announced the wrongful death lawsuit today. It challenges Walgreens' policy of hiring armed security guards and the potential danger of instructing security guards to physically confront suspected shoplifters. It also alleges the security guard was emotionally unsuited for the job. All right, if you're hitting the road for the holiday weekend, well, now is a great time to get started. A live check of the Bay Area bridges showing, look at this, very little traffic out there. That was not the case earlier today with people apparently getting a head start on the long weekend. And with gas prices down significantly from this time last year, even getting stuck in traffic comes with a silver lining.
Collectively, Americans are going to be spending $1.6 billion less on gasoline this Memorial Day weekend. So significant savings for the millions of Americans that are hitting the road.
So the average gas price statewide is down $1.24 from a year ago today. The highest in the Bay Area is in San Francisco at $4.98, and the cheapest is in Santa Clara County, $4.80. All right, let's head to wine country, shall we? Bottle Rock Napa Valley officially underway. Headliners Post Malone and Smashing Pumpkins will be taking the stage very soon. Right now they're enjoying the arts and the artists on the underbill dancing to a silent disco, indulging in many food and drink options, massages and shopping. French fries. Duran Duran and Lizzo will have top billing on Saturday. The Red Hot Chili Peppers and Lil Nas X close out the festival on Sunday.
And we missed Young Gravy.
Yes.
But Young Gravy. There's plenty to make us happy. We came all the way from
Red
Palm
Hot
Desert.
Chili Peppers.
Palm Desert. Yes.
All 3 days sold out, but if you really, really, really want to go last minute, there is a ticket exchange where you can buy a daily pass. And we do have links to everything you need to know at KPIX.com. It's an incredible story. A customer at a Sacramento area bank stopped an armed robbery, not with a weapon or physical strength, but with empathy. So Michael Armas showed up at his bank branch in Woodland just after another man walked in demanding cash and claiming he had a gun. Armas says he approached the suspect and tried to comfort him.
So I took him outside and I gave the man a hug right here at the doors and he started crying. And then I stepped away from him, and swoop, here come all the cops.
So police cleared out the bank and arrested the attempted robber. And get this, Armas says he's thinking of visiting him in jail. All right, thanks so much for watching. The news continues streaming on CBS News Bay Area. We'll see you back here at 11 o'clock. Have a good one. Have a safe weekend.